Dubai Eye 103.8.
So what is the Youth for Sustainability Initiative? It provides opportunities that enable young people to become active leaders in the world's transition to a more sustainable future. Consisting of a couple of pillars, the programme has ambassadors, sustainability ambassadors, and leaders, all who come together to help promote sustainability and fits therein here in the region and further afield. To that end, we have got three young thought provokers, three young leaders, three young ambassadors who've all come together around one table to help us discuss a variety of topics that are specific here to the region and further afield. Yep, we know that Greta Thunberg has been making headlines the world over for good reasons. How many of those policies impact the region here and are policies and thoughts that we can pick up and run with here? How many differ in this part of the world? And there are these things that we know that Greta's messages have made her Time Person of the Year 2019. Will that continue to be the message throughout 2020, a year of huge significance here in the UAE and across the region as a whole? To that end, we have been joined by Rauda Abdullah Al-Sayed Abubakar Al-Hamed Al-Hashmi, who joins us live here in our broadcast position. Rauda, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for welcoming me here. I'm like so happy to be here, and good morning, everybody.
Are you ready for the panel? You're ready for the discussion?
Yeah, I'm so ready and excited.
Good on you. Okay, you're up for it. Let's see who else is with us. We've also got Gada Shafi Al-Hajri, who's joined us here live from our position. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Hello, y'all. My name is Rauda. Thanks for having me.
All sorted? Already?
Yes, I'm excited.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to get your thoughts in just a few moments' time. And thanks also to one of the sustainability leaders here in the region for Youth for Sustainability, Alia Ali Al-Mazouki is with us as well. Alia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
How important are discussions like these at events like this?
Honestly, when you talk about youth and how they form in sustainability, and you did mention that we are going to be talking about Greta Thunberg, she is an activist and a mover in terms of youth. And I've seen this being reflected in the IRENA this following weekend, just passed in Abu Dhabi, where they had the first ever youth forum within IRENA. It's their 10th meeting. So it took them 10 meetings to realize that youth are important. And when speaking to Ditte Yor, the Director General of Energy in the European Commission, she actually said that we need more youth like this. Her and the panelists that was with her, they all said that we need more youth like this. Yes, they put us on an edge. Yes, they give us the pressure, but we need it. And I feel that we are the ones who are going to be handling with this kind of climate action and climate change in the future. So, yes, it is critical. Youth, especially the ones in the UAE, we are critical. I speak on behalf of the beautiful young lady sitting in front of me.
Yeah, no, we can't wait to get the thoughts of all of they and you guys out there as well. Text your thoughts to us now on 4001. Just before we get on, though, you are very busy throughout the course of this week. You're busy down here on the floor. You're busy with a number of panel discussions as well. I understand that you're sharing the stage with a certain Akon Little later on. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And looking forward to that?
Definitely looking forward to that. And it's very interesting because he started off as an artist in the US. And as a teenager growing up, that's one of the things, or one of the music that it just filled up my iPod. It was all Akon. And I'm sure a lot of other people can relate to this, like in people who were born at the same time that I was. So Akon is very special in terms of the way that he dealt with the profits that he had to create a non-for-profit company that provides solar energy, lighting up communities in Africa. He was able to light over 1,500 homes and employ over 5,000 people in 14 different African countries, and that started in 2014. Now he's doing the same for America with Light Up America Initiative, and he's tying in Internet of Things, Bitcoin technology, and it's just expanding for him. So it would be really nice to hear what he would have to say. I imagine you're going to be listening to that later on.
I'm fascinated to say, but I'm also fascinated how musical icons such as himself, I think a lot of us take, you know, the influence of musical icons for granted. We sort of see them a lot in the headlines, etc. But when you see somebody using that influence for good, it really does sort of hit home as to how individuals can have an impact on this world.
I agree, precisely. And we can definitely see it with Akon. And it's That I would love to see rippled with all the other artists as well. They are definitely influences, especially for the young society, and that's an international scale, different influences to different regions. So, of course, there's always that factor in.
You mentioned our extraordinary young leaders alongside us as well. I just want to get their thoughts on the Youth for Sustainability initiative. I know sustainability is very much to the core here. It's very much being discussed throughout the whole of the venue. But Rauda, for you to use first, I mean, what does the initiative, what does sustainability mean for you and the initiative that is Youth for Sustainability?
So basically, you know, sustainability is not like you're not having to do something big. You just, like, if you started by yourself and started to, you want to make a change, you know, you want to be like, look forward, like in the future, how you want something to be provided in the future. So I guess, like, you know, to be sustainable is to, like, you know, there are a lot of ways to be sustainable, and you can be sustainable just like little things that you can start with. And then I guess when you start by yourself, others can like see you and get affected by you. And I think that is the point of being sustainable, is just like start by yourself, and then the others would be affected, and then everyone is going to be like sustainable. And I think like I'm pretty like want to see the future, how would it be like, because if everyone is like trying to be sustainable, I think that would, like, you know, it's going to be a better future,
of course. Another for you, I mean, in terms of the sort of decisions that are being made down here at Sustainability Week, we're getting some big companies, some big organizers, we're getting countries making commitments as well.
Yes.
And when we read those headlines, we go, okay, cool, it's all taken care of, someone's looking after it, I don't need to do my bit. Is it important to get that message across that everybody individually can contribute to these sustainability commitments?
In my opinion, I think that each individual is responsible for his behavior. Like, in my perspective, I think that every individual should listen to the big companies. But they should know what to do. Everyone should have a lifestyle choice. They should know which company to listen and to take advice from, and that's what I think.
We've got the thoughts of the opening statements, if you like, from all three of our panelists, and I want to move the conversation, if I can, to a certain Greta Thunberg. She is Times Person of the Year, possibly more famous than Donald Trump at the moment. She generates a lot of media attention because of bold statements such as the one that you're about to hear now. This is Greta.
Humanity is now standing at a crossroads.
A teenager from Sweden called the Voice of the Planet leads a global youth movement and has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
We are in the midst of the sixth mass extinction.
Her actions started with a solitary strike outside Sweden's parliament last year.
And now, look at what her movement has become.
Students and workers all around the world are flooding the streets, demanding action on climate change.
1.4 million kids across dozens of countries joined her in the streets.
But it's looking like this to be the largest climate protest in our planet's history.
She fiercely criticized leaders for their inaction on combating climate change.
You are failing us.
By scolding the rich and powerful, she made such waves.
And if you belong to that small group of people who feel threatened by us, then we have some very bad news for you. Because this is only the beginning.
So, the question we are posing to our listeners today, do you like Greta? Simple as that. Do you like her approach? Is her approach working at the moment? She is an activist. She is Time Person of the Year. I think it's fair to say that she is the most woke person on the planet at the moment, the face of youth against climate change. So let's put it to our youth panel down here at the moment as well. Elliot, let's start with you. Do you like her approach? Has she inspired others around the world?
I personally really like her approach. She's putting people where they need to be done. I mean, to hear it from a 16-year-old, if you're at the age of, say, 65 plus, which is where most political people are at the moment. I don't mean to put it in a range. There's probably people who are younger. No offense taken to anyone. But if you are at that age and a 16-year-old is telling you what you should have been doing for the past 30 years, which is way before she was born, that's alarming. That's something you need to open your ears and listen, and actually not just listen, you know, you need to learn to listen. And sometimes you have to actually put in your heart to that. It's not just, okay, I know what she's saying, I've been hearing the same thing again and again. What Greta has been doing is putting the science into actual things that we could feel. So she's giving us proper examples, and she's alarming, but there is no other way to explain it. Australia has been burning for 3 months, and that's only the start. Jakarta has been sinking over the last 2 weeks. And here in the UAE, we've hit record rain over this weekend. We've had lots of things cancelled. The dams haven't been this full since the past 38 years. So yes, this is happening. And the reason that people need to be shaken up is because it's been something that has been spoken about for a while, and nothing has been happening.
Interesting, that word, that use of the word alarming, rather. Let's get your thoughts on that. Do we need to have that sort of alarmist approach in order for people to sit up and listen?
Yes, I think they should, because there is no other way that they we can grab their attention. I think this is the way, like, the public and the politicians can hear Greta.
Do you think she inspires everyone out there? I mean, she is one individual, but she has prompted youth campaigns around the world as well. Are we seeing the inspiration here in the region?
I think yes. Like, imagine one girl, she started by herself, and then she is like 1.6 million and over, even, like, people who are, like, following her, and they even did a global strike across 125 countries. So I think that is amazing to be done. I mean, I think, like, she had really affected a lot of people. And a lot of people know her, even here in the region. I mean, I myself look to her, like, what she's doing is really interesting. Like, a 16-year-old, she's, like, literally just like me. And then what she's doing is, like, amazing. It's mind-blowing. And I think she does not really want to, like, only alarm people. She wants to, like, the countries to declare that this is an emergency. Like, it is a climate emergency. They should declare that, because it is actually, like, imagine all the things that Alia actually mentioned. Like, these are just the beginning. So imagine what could happen forward if there's not, like, no actions.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre,
this is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, and we are talking sustainability at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week with good reason. We're here with three panellists representing the Youth for Sustainability Initiative, the hub that has been created here in recent years. And talking of that, I mean, this is an initiative that's been running now for a while. Alia, are we seeing the benefits? I mean, obviously the discussion comes, we see it here year on year with the number of delegates and exhibitors that come, and the fact that this is an event that's become a global hub, not just a regional hub, a global hub for these discussions. Through the initiative, through the Youth for Sustainability Initiative, are we seeing more discussions happening here in the region?
In terms of youth, well, we are a region that's constantly under the microscope. Yeah. We're always doing new things. We're always up into the new trends and setting up being leaders regionally. And for youth and sustainability, I think the UAE is one of the leading areas where they actually involve youth in climate change and environment. And I've seen that hands-on this year, because we were at the COP25 and the UAE had the largest number of youth delegates within the whole party compared to other countries in the world. So to see how youth are actually being given the advantage to give their say, to be able to be more involved in actual decisions that should be taken or considered, that is by itself an example for all the other countries, and what a lot of youth are trying to give and try to portray to their governments.
Just on that, and we're going to get some more opinions from the youth of the UAE in a few moments' time, but to that end, and the fact that we've spoken about Greta Thunberg already in this discussion, Time Person of the Year, one of the most recognisable names and faces on the planet at the moment, has she given more kudos to the voice of youth? Because certainly something that I've seen in recent years, that more and more governments, more and more companies, more and more organisations are now listening to the thoughts of the younger generations. Because, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the reasons I see is that they seem to have more of a platform. Social media has given everybody a platform now, regardless of race, regardless of demographic and background, and regardless of age. If you've got a message, you can get it across.
Well, in an international context, yes. In a regional context, I go back to the example of the United Arab Emirates. We have had a Minister of Youth long before Greta even started doing any of these things. So the fact that youth has been given more of a voice in the UAE, we've always had a voice, but her activism has started this as an international ripple more so than us regionally. Again, you have the language barrier. We are a bit more secluded from the world because... I wouldn't really say secluded, but we do have our own way of running things. We don't fall into the actual full-on democratic category, nor are we dictator category. So I am talking to a lot of politics, but Greta uses a lot of democracy to move what she's saying. She always says, we will use the democracy that we have to move the message forward. And that is something she always says in almost every speech. So for an international perspective, yes, there is a ripple effect thanks to Greta, and I thank her for that very much. She's doing what people need to be doing, politicians need to be doing, and this is done by a 16-year-old.
A 16-year-old who's not shy to call people out, as you can hear.
Stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Obviously, one of her most iconic speeches of last year. An inspirational speech for you, Rauda?
Yes, because... she's actually, like, the way she talks is actually, you know, like, so strict, and she's, like, she makes people, like, feel, like, panic because she wants that. I mean, her message, if she was just, like, yeah, the climate change and these kind of things, no one would listen to her. So I think the way she talks is, like, grabbing more attention, and then politics and hopefully, like, leaders and these important, you know, people who can make change, actually, they can, like, do something, and then they can, like, listen to her and then do something, do an action.
I mean, it is very striking, isn't it, to see one so young using a very sort of undiplomatic tone, if you like, but a very emotional tone at the same time. Is that a style that you think is getting the message across?
Yes, I think Greta's style of talking is straightforward, and when she talks, like, people would listen to her. They owe this to her because she's saying something that she argues about the climate crisis because she wants to seek change, and immediate action need to be followed. That, yeah.
I think she speaks out for the people. A lot of people may, like, think, oh yeah, this is happening, and then this is happening by the climate, but, like, maybe teenagers, for example, they don't have maybe the full courage, they're shy, and then that's why they're not speaking up. So I guess what she's doing is amazing because she's speaking up for, like, the whole world, and her speeches are just going worldwide, and I think that's amazing.
Let's get some thoughts from the boomers, if we can, for a moment, all right? Because many older millennials out there, the Generation Xers, boomers, I mean, to be fair, a lot of them don't like the style. It's left a bad taste in the mouth of many. I just want to play you a clip from a colleague of ours at Dubai I-103.8, who was very vocal, not so much in criticism, just, again, addressing Greta's style. This is Robbie Greenfield.
Rage, click on that, you'll get some from Greta.
Ouch.
She's accusing world leaders of stealing her childhood. I would say if anyone has stolen her childhood, it will be her parents.
Ooh.
It's an overly simplistic view, and it comes across as unbelievably sanctimonious, and that's what annoys me.
Now, again, I just worry here that we're getting into a sort of battle of the generations, and I wonder whether that is going to be counterintuitive to the goals that we're trying to achieve.
So, a little fact about me, I'm actually a mother of two. My son's 4 and my daughter's 3, and I can't control them. So if you're going to criticize the girl about her parenting style of her parents, well, just on my way here, I did tell you just offcast that I was listening to some of the interviews that were done by her. And when the Daily Show, they actually asked her, so your mum is an opera performer and you are pushing people not to fly. Do you think that has affected her show? And she plainly said, I don't care. Her show's not worth it anyway. That's literally what she said about her own mother. So if you're going to blame it on her parents, I don't really think they can control her, that's one. Two, I wouldn't be a parent to not support my child to go ahead and follow on a good cause in terms of a global issue. We all live on one planet. There is no planet A, B, C. It's just A. It's just one. Anything that happens in Dubai will be reflected in Antarctica. Anything that happens in China will be reflected in the US. Anything that happens in the US will be reflected in Australia. And things like this is what makes us think at a globalized view. We are all happy that we have reached a globalization. Everything is interconnected. Well, flash news, the climate is interconnected too. So that's the only message that she's trying to bring forward. And I shouldn't be the one to criticize her in terms of the style she's using. It's getting everyone's attention. She managed to tick politicians' nerve. And if you manage to tick someone's nerve, that basically means you're in their mind.
Yeah, she's not shy of ruffling a few feathers. Any surprise that it's the older generations who are not comfortable with her style?
Yes, some grown-ups like don't like Greta because the way she talks. The way she talks grabs attention, that's why she does that. But I think that grown-ups don't care. So we as a youth, we care for our future, but some of them think that, we are going to, like, they focus on at the moment. They don't think about their future.
Rado, do you think certain generations, elder generations, feel threatened by her?
Well, I think, yeah, that's why they're, like, making jokes and, you know, fun of her, because what she's saying is totally right, and maybe she's exaggerating a little bit, or they think, like, the people, you know, elder people think she's exaggerating, but she's actually not. She's just, like, telling you what may happen, or it can happen today, it can happen tomorrow. You don't know. So I think the way she talks is, like, the best thing of all, because she wants them to do something, but, like, you know, some, like, you know, I won't mention names, but, like, there are people who are, like, they're just, you know, presidents and these kind of people, they're, like, talking about, like, no, we don't care. But what she's doing, we should consider that. I mean, leaders should, and politics should, do something.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre,
this is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai I 103.8.
And we put together a Youth for Sustainability panel for you here today with leaders, ambassadors, talkers. And, of course, we are monitoring the thoughts of youth here in the region when it comes to sustainability. Alia, Rauda and Rado are still with us here from our broadcast position. And there is a certain individual we've talked a lot about and we will continue to talk about, with good reason as well. Time Person of the Year, climate change activist, most woke person on the planet. Let's talk about how influential Greta is at the moment. She has, I think it's fair to say, influenced young people to leave their classrooms, to protest, to picket outside offices. She is the true definition of woke these days. Through her movement, the phrase flight shaming was invented. Have a little listen.
Now she's taking her message to the other side of the Atlantic.
Greta Thunberg has completed her sailboat trip to attend a United Nations global warming conference.
Thunberg refused to fly here because of the carbon footprint of traveling by plane.
A prominent conservative in Britain tweeted, "Freak yachting accidents do happen in August."
So let's pose a question to the team down here if we come. Rado, we're going to start with you. Do youth around the world, such as yourself, do they live by the example of Greta, or are they just being inspired by the noise that she is making at the moment?
I think she's affecting them, and I think they are like listening to her because, as I mentioned, they may wanted to say these things, but they were like afraid. And I guess, yeah, what she's doing is like, it's good, it's affecting people. Like,
is there a fear factor, do you think? Do people have to get over the fear factor to express themselves?
Yes, I think, yeah. They should, like, don't be afraid and do what you think is right.
It's interesting, isn't it? Ali, look, in terms of how far this can go, it's great that we're discussing it here in Abu Dhabi. It's great that she's been recognised by so many greater organisations in the last 12 months. But has this got legs in terms of her influence? Or again, will she be looking to pass on that baton to others around the world?
Well, just as Rada mentioned earlier, she has acted upon making a international stand on, and there was 1.6 million protesters. So whether or not this is going to go a far way, it already is going a far way. And it's something happening as we speak. I can certainly see her, someone who's going to be a youth delegate in the European Commission, hopefully. And they need it. They need that kind of pressure. You're not going to wake up in the morning for work if you don't have an alarm buzzing in your ear.
Yeah.
And it's the same concept. You're not going to wake up to figure out the reality of climate change without having a little annoying or someone who's very bold or someone who just is point on and hitting the hammer on the nail, as you would say, with the message that she's trying to bring forward. So, yeah, she is making a difference.
What about the difference here? I mean, yeah, okay, we've spent a lot of time talking about Greta. I want to bring it back to the initiative, if we can, Youth for Sustainability. What's the impact that the ambassadors, the leaders, such as yourselves, are having here in the region at the moment when it comes to sustainability?
So I was very privileged to be able to make it into this program by Mostar. It's an amazing initiative, and they have invested a lot of time, money, effort in bringing us up to the point that we are now. And on top of all of that, it has had a massive impact. I can see this because my social media has gone crazy. My LinkedIn is getting very busy, and I have a lot of youth contacting me, asking me, what do you think about the program? How do you get into the program? I've had a lot of people come up to me at work and ask me, so you're doing this program, and what is it all about? Can you give us more information? What are you doing? How can we be involved? So there is this spark of people wanting to be more involved, people wanting to do a bit more on climate, and I'm bringing all of that back home as well. So my mum decided to make a organic eggs farm.
Nice.
So she's selling those, and we're having mealworms at home, which she's she's feeding them stuff. We're almost going to a 60% of no waste in our household, and the other percentage is being recycled, obviously. But again, it's you bringing all this back home, and I'm doing this to my entire family. Our families in the UAE are quite big. I mean, I wouldn't really say huge, because that's, okay, maybe they are huge, but they are, if you do have that impact in your own household and you could pass it on, you're doing something. And that's the action of one person rippling across others. And it's all done differently. Greta is doing it in a different way. I'm doing it in a different way. Rova and Rada are doing it in a different way. You're doing it in a different way. So it's one message that we all need to start preaching, and really not just preaching, we need to start practicing it as well.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to sort of move it on, the practice what we preach philosophy out there as well. It's great that there's so much noise about these issues here in the region, globally as well. But I suppose part of your work, of those that come after us as well, is maintaining that momentum. Is that one of the keys?
In terms of
keeping that message alive, keeping the message. It's all good and well what we're seeing at the moment, but is part of your role as somebody who believes in sustainability here to make sure that that message is being discussed at the highest level all the time?
I think that we need to be aware of sustainability, because this is what we are facing at the moment. We are facing some issues and we need solution for it. So I think the message is like to maintain a good environment.
Yeah.
And what can I say? We as a youth, we need to step forward and do what we are responsible of.
What is the message that we want to send to people? People that have been listening into this conversation, what is the message from the region here when it comes to sustainability?
So I guess like everyone just should start by themselves. Maybe it's hard. Like when I started with my family, you know, and I'm convincing them like stop wasting these things, recycle papers and this kind of stuff. They're like, what can we make a difference? Like we're just like a spot in this whole world. And then I told them, well, if you started, like I started by myself, they was like seeing me and then they're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And then maybe other people, we can convince other people. Even in my class, a lot of like girls asked me like, how is this Youth for Sustainability thing? Because when they like asked us, do anyone want to be participating? They're like, no one. But then when they're now seeing us, I think they're like so interested in this thing. And you know, it is reflecting something. And I guess, yeah, it is good. It's just you have to try it by yourself. It may be hard, but you know, at the end, you're just gonna get used to it and you can make a difference. I mean, no matter how small you are, you're just gonna make it.
Everyone can make a difference. Is that the message that people should take away?
I believe so. I mean, believe in humanity. Yeah. I'm certainly a believer in humanity that we can change. Behavioral change is not easy. We take things for granted, but again, it is important to realize the impact that you're making by making everyday decisions. So if I decide to get a big car or a small car, it will affect the amount of fuel that I'm using. So I decided to come here in a V4 today, not a V8, for example. And that makes a difference. And it's a positive. So, yep.
I couldn't ask for more positives and three very positive voices as well. Elia Ali Almazouki, a Youth for Sustainability leader. Thank you so much indeed for being with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us here today. To you, Rauda Abdullah Al-Sayed Abubakar Al-Hamid Al-Hashmi, student ambassador, sustainability ambassador with Youth for Sustainability. We thank you for your messages and being with us.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
And Rada Shafi Al-Hajri as well, another leader in the field, ambassador with your own rights, a leader with all the team is trying to get that message of sustainability across. We thank you as well for being with us.
You're welcome.
If people want to find out more, it is Youth for Sustainability Initiative. It's obviously being recognized down here. The team are down here on the floor. They're in the halls as well throughout the course of the week. So do come on down, say hi, and see how you can get involved, how you can do your bit as well.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.